Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Looking ahead to the big matchup this weekend between the Titans and the Ravens. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our man Floyd Reese, former Titans GM and co-host of Jared and the GM. Floyd, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
We are doing wonderful. And Floyd, I wanted to start off and get your perspective on this because I remember as a young kid what the rivalry between the Titans and the Ravens was like back in the early 2000s. And quite honestly, I don't know if we're ever going to see anything quite like it again just because of how different the league is right now. But kind of take me back to that time. What was it like when the Titans were getting ready to play the Ravens that week? What was the vibe like? What was that rivalry like in your mind?
I mean, it was gigantic, of course. You know, here both teams were usually in a playoff spot, and, you know, you're battling for home field advantage, you're battling for bragging rights, you're battling for, you know, all of the above. And they were a really good team, and we weren't bad, and so I think, you know, rivalries, at least in my opinion, are driven by the physicality of the games. And when you played in those games, I mean, it was bloodletting, and everybody knew that, and everybody accepted that, and, you know, that was just part of the game. But because it was so physical on both sides, that, you know, it led to even more, because it was more, you wanted to win, of course, you wanted to increase your chances of making it to the Super Bowl, all of the above, but it was also like a test of manhood. You know, you went out there and it was going to be tough, and you knew it was going to be tough. And usually those games boil down to, you know, one team maybe losing it as much as the other winning it, you know, missing a field goal, having a field goal blocked, you know, an interception, any of those kinds of things, a single play, you know, among 150 snaps or whatever it is, would often determine the outcome of the game.
And you mentioned, Floyd, kind of the nastiness of that rivalry and just how tough those games were. How much of that was kind of personified by Ray Lewis on their side, Eddie George on your side, and just how emotional those two guys were in the way they played the game?
Yeah, they were both really, really physical, really, really competitive, never, ever shied away from the inevitable contact. You know, those at middle linebacker and running back during a game are going to butt heads several times. And neither one of those guys would back down. I mean, it was fun to watch and fun to be a part of, simply because, you know, we didn't lose every time, we didn't win every time. And so whenever you saw the collision coming, it was kind of like, okay, what's going to happen now? We'll wait and see. And like I said, it probably worked out to about 50-50, but it was always fun to watch.
Okay, Floyd, we've been talking about the kicking situation, of course, this morning, and I know you love these questions when I say, if you're John Robinson right now, Floyd, but I'm going to throw it at you. You've got Giorgio Tavecchio on the practice squad. Basically, at this point, you know, the free agent route is not happening this week, so it's basically Gostkowski or it's Giorgio Tavecchio, who doesn't have much of a track record, has a pretty good track record in bouncing around from teams. What are you doing? How are you going through this decision-making process?
You know, I'm looking at it, you know, as we said last week, as similar to the punting situation. You know, the devil you know is, in my opinion, better than the devil you don't know. And I don't want to get back into the kicking carousel. And, you know, last year you can go back through and you can blame this game on that kicker and this game on another kicker and, you know, throughout the list. I mean, we're not at that point in time anymore. And so I think you're kind of, at least in my mind, at least you know what you have. You know, you're talking about a Hall of Fame caliber kicker against anybody else. And whereas there are a lot of people who say, well, I'd rather, you know, try the anything else, I'm kind of the other way. I would kind of like, okay, I want to know, you know, have an idea of what I have versus let's wait and see. Because in my opinion, especially when it comes to special teams, you know, the one you don't know, he's out there for a reason. You know, let's face it. And what you don't know may cost you a game this weekend. And you know, you're not in a position you can afford that any longer.
Former Titans GM and co-host of Jared and the GM, Floyd Reese, on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Floyd, I want to get your thoughts on Lamar Jackson. Obviously, we know how gifted he is, won the league MVP a year ago, but has not had the same season, at least from a statistical standpoint, so far this year. And there's even been talk around the league of maybe defenses figuring him and that offense out. When you watch Lamar Jackson play this year, what do you see, and do you think that teams around the league are figuring him out?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt but that teams in the league are what they think, figuring him out. You know, this is what I think we can do to stop him. I thought it was interesting this weekend when they played New England how, for example, you know, the first instinct for everybody is, oh, we got to put a bunch of pressure on him and we got to knock the quarterback down. They kind of went the other way. You know, they went with some three-man rushes, relying on contain, keeping him in the pocket, not overrunning him so that you have big lanes in front of him, and forcing him to throw from the pocket. Or if he was going to run, he was going to run into a group of people. So I think it's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how teams kind of defend him from now on, because it's not the same as it was. I think even his game, I think he, in the back of his mind, is maybe hanging in there a little bit longer saying, you know, I want to be a pocket passer. I want to be a throwing quarterback like the rest of these guys. I don't want to be known only as a runner. And to be honest, just judging from the New England game, I'm not sure that's helping him. But I think he's trying, and they're trying, to kind of gradually work him out of that, which we've seen with dozens and dozens of other scrambling, running-type quarterbacks. At a point in time, everybody wants to kind of try to fit him back into, okay, you're a pocket passer, you need to be able to do these things, and that's probably not their forte.
With this Titans defense, Floyd, we've been trying to figure out, you know, if there's one thing that, you know, maybe you could improve or fix about it that's realistic right now, given the situation, given the personnel, you know, and certainly, you know, Adoree Jackson coming back should help if and when he does. But if there's one area of that defense that you would like to see guys we know can play better than this improve, what would it be?
It would be the corners. And getting Adoree and getting Fulton and getting all of these guys back and able to play, you know, just getting them on the field. I mean, I think we've had one game all year long, maybe more, but not many games where we've had all three receivers, and we've had zero games where we've had all three corners. In fact, I don't think we've had a game where we've had two of the three corners. You know, it's always one. And a couple of, okay, who's going to fill this spot kind of guys. So it would be nice, in my opinion, just to be able to get back. Give me the three receivers, my guys that we're going to count on from day one, and give me the three corners or four corners now, maybe with the addition of King to, you know, give me those guys. Let me play them the way I want, and let's go ahead and see how this thing works out.
Floyd, I want to get your thoughts on something, because I kind of threw this idea out there yesterday, and I don't know if there's anything to it or not, but, you know, obviously the guys on the Titans, they're going to say the right things. They're going to talk about playing complimentary football. But guys on offense, I mean, they're not stupid. They see what happens on the other side of the ball on defense and what a struggle it's been all season long, and they know that they're going to have to score a lot of points in these games in order to win. Do you think that could be draining for an offense going out and playing and knowing that you're going to have to score almost every time to give yourself a chance to win? How draining can that be?
Yeah, I mean, I think over a period of time it can be draining, you know, because you're going out and you're thinking, okay, if we can score 24, we're going to be okay. And then all of a sudden, you know, the opponent has 27. So now you're saying, uh-oh, yeah, we got to get 31. And we got to, you know, constantly. You know, there has to be a point in time where something comes back to you, you know, where, And we saw this with King, a couple weeks ago. He picks up the fumble and runs it in for a touchdown. All of a sudden, it's, wow, you know, okay, now we're back on. We got some points out of the defense or out of the special teams. But it's, you know, I think over a period of time, unless you're Kansas City, you know, unless you've got that offense, I think it's different. But we don't have that. You know, we've got a good offense, and we've got an offense that can score points. It's always a matter of, you know, how many do I have to score and how many more do I have to score? And I think over a period of time, you do that for 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks in a row, and all of a sudden it's, wow, you know, I don't know if we can do this again. So it can be draining. It can be an issue, and that's why, you know, I think we've suffered so with the complementary football aspect because, you know, even if the offense is good, playing the way it was the early part of the year, then the defenses struggle. And you know, now we're to the point where you say, okay, if the defense is just okay, the defense plays okay and maybe gets a turnover or two, you're going to be okay. Oh, wait a minute. Now, what about special teams? You know, can we kick it through the uprights? Can we get the punt off? Can we do, you know, cover the kick? And so they're just, I think, so many areas out there that in the back of your mind you're thinking, can we do this, that it becomes a problem, and it can get heavy, heavy, heavy.
Former Titans GM and co-host of Jared and the GM, Floyd Reese, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Floyd, appreciate you joining us, man. Great stuff as always.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. See, I feel smarter now. I threw that idea out there yesterday, and Floyd didn't just crumble it up and throw it in the trash.
Yeah, well, again, it's interesting to think of that and, again, think of last year. I mean, at least, like, the guys on this team, they know both sides of it,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah,
so
for sure.
There should be some empathy there.
When we come back, why there's one part of the Titans-Ravens matchup that I don't think we'll ever see again. I'll tell you what I'm talking about on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.